Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If you're a regular here on the Money Girl podcast, you know that I'm a huge fan of retirement accounts. There are different types of accounts you may qualify for, depending on where you work, whether you have self-employment income, and how much you earn. But many people assume that you can only contribute to a retirement account if you work for a big company or you've got a cushy job. And that's just dead wrong. I don't want you to miss the opportunity to save efficiently by using one or more tax-advantaged retirement accounts. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me this week. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance and small business expert, author, and educator who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008. My mission is to help you get the knowledge and motivation to prioritize your finances, build wealth, and have more security and less stress. On today's episode, I'm going to explain the rules for using an IRA when you have no income. This episode is called IRA Contribution Rules When You Have No Income. As always, you'll find the notes for the show in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Many people go through hardships or seasons of life when they're unemployed, taking a sabbatical, caring for a child or a loved one at home, or not working for any other reason. And you may be surprised by the flexibility an IRA offers even when you don't earn money for a short period. So that's what we're going to cover today. And at the end of the show, I'll answer this question that came in from Sam.
Hello, Laura Adams. My name is Sam. I have a question. Due to COVID and business shutdown, my earned income, and I am an LLC, sole owner, 100%. My earned income is zero, if not negative, for 2020. Can I still contribute to an IRA? Because I have other sources that would allow me to do that so that I can continue. And I am below age 70 and one half. Other sources of income that would allow me to get a further deduction, number one. And number two, save more money in an efficient manner for retirement. Thank you.
So let's start out with a primer on IRAs or individual retirement accounts so you understand why you should want to have one of these accounts in the first place. A very fundamental concept to understand about an IRA or any retirement account for that matter is that the account itself is not an investment. A retirement account is kind of like your house or apartment. It's a shelter that protects you, but it's not you. In a similar way, a retirement account is a shelter that protects investments you own inside the account. Those investments could be stocks, bonds, exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, CDs, or a variety of other types of investments. A traditional IRA is available to anyone with some amount of earned income from a job, business, or even from your spouse if you file taxes jointly and you don't work. We're going to talk a lot more about the spousal IRA in just a moment. For 2021, you can contribute an amount equal to your earned income up to $6,000. However, if you're over age 50, you can make an additional catch-up contribution of $1,000 for a total of $7,000. Starting in 2020, there's no age limit for making contributions to a traditional IRA. Note that this was not the case in previous years. There was a rule that you could not contribute after age 70 and a half. Now the rule is reversed and you can contribute to a traditional IRA regardless of your age, as long as you have an equal amount of earned income for the year. If you or a spouse do not have a retirement plan at work, like a 401k or a 403b, your traditional IRA contributions are fully tax deductible. You don't pay tax on contributions or the account's investment earnings until you withdraw money in retirement. Let me give you an example. Let's say right now you're 30 years old, you're earning $45,000 a year, and you file taxes as a single person. You can max out a traditional IRA by contributing $6,000. That allows you to pay tax on just $39,000 of your income, not on $45,000. So that offers a big savings. Every dollar that you contribute to a traditional IRA reduces your taxable income for the year, which reduces the amount of tax you have to pay. Now, if you or a spouse have a retirement plan at work, you can still max out a traditional IRA in the same year. However, some or all of your contributions to the IRA may not be tax deductible, depending on your income. With a traditional IRA, you get to take penalty-free distributions after age 59 and a half. That's kind of like the official retirement age when it comes to these accounts. And you must take required minimum distributions, or RMDs, after age 72. So that's to make sure the government gets their taxes on your money. If you take money out of a traditional IRA before reaching age 59 and a half, in most cases, you will have to pay income tax plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty on the amount you take out.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, now that you know the basics of a traditional IRA, let's switch gears and talk about a Roth IRA. This is a very popular retirement account. And just like the traditional IRA, a Roth IRA is available if you've got earned income from a job, business, or a spouse if you're married and file taxes jointly. A Roth IRA has the exact same contribution limits as we covered for the traditional IRA, and it also does not have an age deadline for making contributions. However, unlike a traditional IRA, with a Roth IRA, you never have to take required minimum distributions, which means your money can stay in the account indefinitely. Your contributions to a Roth IRA are not tax deductible, so they don't give you an upfront tax benefit. So let's go back to my previous example. You're 30 years old, you're earning $45,000, and you contribute $6,000 to a Roth IRA. In that case, you would pay tax on your full income of $45,000. And maybe you're thinking, well, Laura, why would I want to do that? What's the benefit? Well, with a Roth IRA, the big benefit comes in the future. It comes down the road when you take withdrawals, because at that point, you do not owe one penny of taxes. You don't even pay taxes on growth in the account that may have been accumulating for decades. So with a Roth IRA, your investments are allowed to grow completely tax-free. That is a major, major deal. Another significant benefit of a Roth IRA is that there is not a conflict with you or a spouse participating in a retirement plan at work. Remember when I told you, if you have a traditional IRA, some or all of those contributions may not be tax deductible if you or a spouse have a plan at work. But this is not the case with a Roth IRA. You can fully participate in a Roth IRA no matter, you know, what account you've got at work. Now, the only downside to a Roth IRA is that you cannot contribute to one when you're a high earner. If you exceed annual income thresholds, you get locked out of a Roth IRA. And if you want to learn a little more about that, like, you know, what are those limits and a kind of clever technique that you can use called a backdoor Roth IRA, I would encourage you to check out podcast number 666 called What is a Backdoor Roth IRA? As I previously mentioned, you typically have to have earned income to contribute to an IRA. But for married couples, there's an exception. It's known as the spousal IRA. Now, don't get this confused. It's not a separate type of retirement account. It's still just an IRA. It's not a joint account. You cannot have joint accounts when it comes to retirement accounts. It simply allows a working spouse to fund an IRA for a non-working spouse up to the annual limit. It's a really terrific way to build security for a spouse who does not have their own income, either temporarily or long-term. Here's an example. Let's say Terry and Kathy are newlyweds and they're in their 30s and one of them gets laid off. They could put $6,000 in each of their IRAs for a total of $12,000 invested, as long as one spouse earns enough to cover both spouses' contributions. They can fund their own IRA and the spouse's account. You can make one or multiple IRA contributions at any time during the year. So you could make them monthly. You could make one lump sum contribution. You can really do it in any cadence that makes sense for you. You can even split contributions between accounts, such as putting $3,000 in a traditional IRA and $3,000 in a Roth IRA in the same year or in any proportion you like. It doesn't have to be 50-50. However, your joint income must be within the limits to qualify for a Roth IRA. Remember, I told you there are income limits, but there are no income limits to be eligible for a traditional IRA. You've got until your tax filing due date to fund an IRA for the prior year. So, for instance, if you make a contribution by May 17, 2021, which is our new postponed tax date, you could fund a traditional or a Roth IRA for 2020. So, if you qualify for a spousal IRA, why not max it out and boost your savings? If you can afford to fund two IRAs on one spouse's income, it's an excellent way to meet your retirement goals and cut your tax bill at the same time. So let's get back to Sam's question. Sam, thank you for sending it in. So as we covered, to make IRA contributions, you must have earned income. So let me run through which types of income are considered earned and which are not. For earned income, we're talking about wages, salaries, bonuses, commissions, tips, self-employment income, taxable alimony, non-taxable combat pay, taxable non-tuition fellowship and stipend payments, and compensation paid to you for pursuing a graduate or postdoctoral degree. But earned income does not include any earnings and profits from property, such as rental income, nor does it include interest or dividend income, nor does it include pension or annuity income, deferred compensation, income from certain partnerships, or any amounts that you exclude from income for tax purposes. So Sam, if the other income that you mentioned in your call is not earned income, true earned income, you would not qualify to make an IRA contribution for 2020. But if you happen to be married and file taxes jointly, and your spouse did have enough income last year, they could fund an IRA on your behalf. I hope that helps. Thanks so much for being with me this week. If you'd like to stay in touch and get short emails from me each week that are filled with tips and tools that I think you'll enjoy, all about saving more, growing your money, and becoming an amazing money manager, please visit lauradadams.com, or you can text me, text GETUPDATES, that's got no space in it, just GETUPDATES, to the number 33444. And another way to stay in touch is to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. You can search for it on Facebook or text the word dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to that same number, 33444. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, we would love to hear from you. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to hit the subscribe button in the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.